天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，我是主持人何晨星，很高兴我们一起在天路导向节目相遇了。今天的主题是一个战士的写照，麦克牧师将透过大卫的生平来和我们大家分享作为神的战士的几个特征，并且告诉我们为什么大卫会成为以色列的一个伟大的王。请大家安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you joined us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再一次收听这个节目。
We're beginning this day with a new series entitled "A Portrait of a Champion."
我们从今天开始讲的题目是一位战士的写照。
It is a study of the life of David.
我们要研讨大卫的生平。
We're going to begin this first part by telling you a story.
首先我要讲一个故事给你们听。
About 50 years ago,
大约在50年前,
Mr. Roosevelt was president in the United States.
当罗斯福担任美国总统时,
And he used to keep a man very close to him.
经常有一个人紧紧跟随着他。
And one day, a friend asked him a question.
一天，有一个朋友问他说，
Mr. President,
总统先生，
Why do you keep that frail, sickly man, Harry Hopkins, as your close assistant?
你为什么让这位又瘦又弱的哈里·哈普金斯先生做你的随身助理呢？
Without a hesitation, President Roosevelt replied and said,
罗斯福总统毫不犹豫地回答说
He said, throughout the day, many people come and go in my office.
每天有很多人在我的办公室进进出出。
They almost always want something from me.
他们总是有求于我。
Harry Hopkins desires only one thing, and it is to serve me.
但哈里·哈普金斯只要求一件事，就是服侍我。
And for him to do that well, he must stay close to me.
他要做好这件事，必须要紧紧地跟随我。
When I read this story, I thought of David.
当我看到这一段故事时，我想起大卫。
King David.
大卫王。
The prophet David.
也是先知大卫。
Whose life we're going to be examining in the next several weeks.
我们将用一连几个星期来探讨他的一生。
David was a frail, young, and obscure boy.
大卫原是一个脆弱、年少又默默无闻的男孩。
Not very well respected by his older brothers.
他的哥哥们看不起他。
And yet he was chosen by God to be anointed a king.
但是神拣选他，告立他为王。
There are two similarities between David and the story of Roosevelt's assistant.
大卫和罗斯福的助理有两点很相似。
Number one,
第一点，
David stayed close to the Lord.
大卫紧紧跟随主。
And that is the secret of his effectiveness.
这是他能产生效率的秘诀。
Secondly,
第二点，
his desire was only to please the Lord.
他的愿望就是我要讨神的喜悦。
There are so many people who are involved with religion, but they have mixed motives.
有很多人为了不同的动机而参加宗教活动。
There are so many people who are into religion for a variety of reasons.
有很多人为了不同的原因而信教。
There are so many people who say that they believe in God only for what they can get out of God.
有很多人说他们信神，只是想看看他们可以从神那儿得到什么。
There are so many people who turn to faith for what they can get out of the faith.
有很多人转向信仰，是期望从信仰中有所收获。
But David wanted only to serve the living God.
但大卫单单要侍奉永生神。
That was the motive in David's heart.
这是大卫心中的动机。
And that's what God saw in his heart.
也是神从他内心所看到的。
And that's what distinguished David from the rest of his brothers.
大卫和他兄弟的区别就在此。
And that is why he became not only great king of Israel, but he became one of the greatest men in all history.
这也是为什么他不仅成为以色列一位伟大的王，也成为历史上最伟大的人物之一。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is looking for availability more than ability.
因为神所看重的是一颗愿意被使用的心，远超过是否有才干。
Because God is looking for willing servants, not reluctant workers.
因为神所看重的是乐意侍奉的仆人，而不是勉强做工的工人。
Because God is looking for generous givers, not constant takers.
因为神所看重的是慷慨的给予者，而不是贪得无厌的索取者。
Because God is looking for God's servers, not self-servers.
因为神所看重的是真心服侍他的仆人，而不要专顾自己的仆人。
There are so many people who call themselves believers.
很多人都自称是信徒。
And they have lots of talents.
他们很有天分。
But they give little testimony.
但他们很少做见证。
There are so many people who claim to know God.
很多人自称认识神。
And have lots of abilities.
而且很能干。
But little availability.
但缺乏乐意被使用的心。
There are so many people who belong to religious institutions.
有很多人属于某些宗教机构。
They have lots of wishful thinking, but very little willingness.
他们有很多志愿，却不甘心乐意。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
Do you want to be a champion for God?
你想成为一位神的战士吗？
I want you to listen carefully.
请留心听着。
Because in the next several messages,
因为紧接着的几次信息,
we're going to learn a number of characteristics about champions for God.
我们要探讨作为神的战士的几个特征。
What is the first characteristic of a champion for God?
作为神的战士的第一个特征是什么?
I'll call it availability above ability.
是乐意被使用的心，这比才干更重要。
Don't misunderstand me.
不要误会我的意思。
I am not minimizing abilities.
我不是小看才能。
All of our abilities and gifts come from God.
我们所有的才干和天分都是从神而来。
Our spiritual gifts are given to us from Him.
我们属灵的恩赐是他给的。
And I'm not minimizing your natural abilities.
我也并非小看你天然的能力。
But what I want to tell you is this.
但我要告诉你们。
Ability without availability equals inability.
有能力却没有愿意被使用的心，就等于没有能力。
Now there are a lot of people who are familiar with the life of David.
很多人熟悉大卫的生平。
And I don't want you to make up your mind about what I'm going to say about David.
请不要对我所讲的大卫先下任何定论。
Because I'm going to share some new insights with you.
因为我要和你们分享一些新的洞察。
So don't let your familiarity with the story rob you of the blessing that God is going to have for you over the next few weeks.
所以不要因为你对故事的熟悉而错失了神将要在以后几个星期带给你的祝福。
Most people know two things about David.
多数人都知道有关大卫的两件事。
They know about his greatest victory when he killed Goliath.
他们知道大卫杀败哥利亚是他最显著的胜利。
And they know about his greatest defeat when he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
他们也知道大卫和别示巴犯奸淫的罪是他最大的失败。
Yet there is much more about the life of David than those two events.
但大卫的生平不止这两件事。
Let me put this in perspective.
让我来做个比较。
The life of Abraham occupies 14 chapters in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕的生平占了圣经里十四章的篇幅。
Joseph's life occupies 14 chapters.
约瑟的生平也占了十四章。
Jacob's life occupies 7 chapters.
雅各的生平占了七章。
David's life occupies 66 chapters in the Bible.
大卫的生平占了圣经中的66章。
In fact, there are more than 59 references to David in the New Testament alone.
事实上，单在新约中就有超过59处提到大卫。
But this champion for God did not live a life that is trouble-free.
但这位神的战士并不是一生毫无麻烦的。
All of the problems and all of the difficulties and all of the sorrows of life did not just pass him by.
并不是所有的问题、所有的困难和所有人生的伤痛仅仅从他身边擦过而已。
He lived a difficult life.
他经历过困难的人生。
He lived a tragic life.
他经历过悲惨的人生。
He lived a lonely life.
他经历过孤独的人生。
He lived a life of broken dreams.
他经历过梦想破碎的人生。
He lived a life of brokenness.
他经历过受伤的人生。
So that you and I can learn from him today.
然而今天你和我就能从他身上有所借鉴。
Some of you may have thought that the great men and women of God are people who have no problems.
有些人可能认为属神的伟人是没有烦恼的。
Perhaps you thought that there are people who have no difficulties, no pain, and no grief.
也许你认为世上有些人就是没有困难、没有痛苦、没有悲伤。
But what makes the men and women of God to be great men and women of God?
但是什么因素使属神的人成为属神的伟人呢？
Is how they deal with their problems.
就是在于他们如何面对问题。
How they react to their difficulties.
他们对困难的反应如何？
There is a fictitious song that comes to us from Great Britain.
有一首从英国传来的歌谣。
Many children sing that song.
很多儿童会唱这首歌。
It's about an egg that is named Humpty Dumpty.
这首歌是关于一个蛋叫 Humpty Dumpty.
And that egg fell off the wall and got broken.
这个蛋从墙上跌下来摔破了。
Here is what the nursery rhyme says.
这首童谣是这么说的。
That all of the king's horses and all of the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty together again.
国王属下所有的人马都不能将 Humpty Dumpty 再次拼凑起来。
You are going to discover in this series of messages that the King of Kings himself, not just his men,
你将会从这一连串的信息中得知，是万王之王他自己，而不是他的下属。
He is the one who put the life of David together again.
将大卫再一次建立起来。
And again and again.
而且是一次又一次的。
And he could do the same for you tonight.
他也能同样的帮助你。
What was David's secret for his restoration?
大卫能重新站立起来的秘诀是什么呢？
He knew where to go in the midst of his brokenness.
他知道在一败涂地的时候要到哪儿去。
There are two ways to deal with your brokenness.
有两种方法可以对付你的失败。
Listen carefully.
请仔细听着。
There are only two ways that you can deal with your brokenness tonight.
今天你只有两种方法来对付你的失败。
The choice is yours.
这是你的选择。
One way you can respond to brokenness is humility and repentance so that you can be restored.
一个方法是以谦卑和悔改来面对失败，使你能够复原重建。
Or you can respond to brokenness with bitterness, resentment, and ineffectiveness.
或者你可以用苦毒、愤恨来面对挫败，却是无用的。
There is a great thing about our Bible.
圣经的伟大之处。
And it is this.
就是。
The great thing about our Bible that is always tells the truth.
圣经永远告诉我们事实真相。
It does not take people into the back room and wash them and clean them and then show their best side.
圣经不会把人带到内室里，刷洗清洁后再让人看到他们最好的一面。
That would be deception.
那就是欺骗。
But our Bible is the word of truth.
我们的圣经是真理之道。
Our Bible does not try to wrap people up in cellophane paper and show them in a final product.
我们的圣经不会把人用玻璃纸包装好，然后再展示给人看最终的产品。
No.
不。
It tells us everything that was happening in the life of David.
圣经告诉我们大卫生平所发生的每一件事。
The Bible reveals to us the sinfulness of sin.
圣经显露罪的罪性。
The Bible reveals to us the blindness of sin.
圣经显露罪的盲目。
As we will see again and again, God has forgiven David.
我们可以看见神一次又一次地赦免大卫。
But there are consequences to sin.
但罪是有后果的。
Look around where you live.
看看你四周的环境。
You will see brokenness and hurt and pain everywhere.
你会看见到处都有破碎、伤害和痛苦。
God forgives us when we repent.
当我们认罪悔改，神就赦免。
But the consequences lingers on.
但罪的后果仍然存留。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
是我牧者，
谢谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，之所以大卫成为以色列的一位伟大的王，是神看重大卫有一颗愿意被神使用的心，他乐意真心的服侍神。大卫说他要单单的侍奉永生神，所以圣经上说，我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。求神帮助我们紧紧地跟随主，做讨神喜悦的事情。天路导向将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。您可以电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net。请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
我的羊也认识我。 是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，好牧人为羊舍命。我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，我为羊舍下我生命，为要叫羊的生命。Yeah.